Moments in Time, Reflections from the Past, intended to bring you a glimpse of the history of Cook County.
On March 9th, 2013, the Cook County Historical Society held a storytelling event at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais. Grand Portage Elder Billy Blackwell moderated the event.
Okay, thank you very much. And the idea that we're doing here is trying to show you that Cook County has a history that's unbelievable and a fantastic history. So we're going to start out with a fellow from Grand Marais, from Grand Portage, who has written a book on Isle Royal, the head of the National Monument in Grand Portage, Mr. Tim Cochran.
The rest of my time, I wanted to talk a little bit about the American Fur Company here in Grand Marais. And there was a number of operations here in the 1820s and 1830s. And this is before, of course, statehood. This is before, actually, none of us could be here, but Billy and Milt and a few others, because if you were white, you had to have an Indian license to get into this part of the world. It was illegal for anybody to be here prior to that time. But the American Fur Company, this is John Jacob Astor, if that rings a bell. He decided he wanted to go toe-to-toe with the Hudson Bay Company, was the remainder on the surviving fur company on the Canadian side, the British-Canadian side. And so he sends up a little desolate little crew up to Grand Marais. And they show up, a man named Bella Chapman, who comes up here in 1823 and 24. Terrible, terrible time. They almost starved to death. He starts calling it Fort Misery, Elba, Siberia, a whole number of uncharming things. And the other thing Billy wanted me to mention is that Bella Chapman and his wife did have a child here. So if you're looking for an early white child, you should be looking for somebody named Reuben Chapman, who ended up running one of the largest hotels on Mackinac Island. And his dad, Bella Chapman, ended up in the Michigan Congressional, congressional, where they're setting up the state. So Bella Chapman turned into a pretty big, pretty important guy. And I thought I'd read you a little bit from Bella Chapman's journal from this, roughly this date in 1824. And the closest one that I have, he only writes about every week. So I'm going to read you from Sunday evening, March 7th, 1824. He's here right in Grand Marais. I've seen hard times since my last epistle. We've had a very refreshing shower of rain from the northeast, which lasted 3 days, beginning on the third last and ending on the fifth. Everything has been wet through and through, but as bad luck will have it, I've not any peltry to get wet, because he failed. His trading was miserable. So the only thing is he hasn't ruined his pelts. My buildings are worse than any hog pens. I'm entirely cast down to see my returns, and we have arrived at spring and nothing done. To say we would live would be, and then he ... Until this day, the boys have speared a dozen small trout. Times are dubious. I still have my hogs on hand. He brought hogs up in canoes. And if I can find a market for them, I can assure you I will not be difficult about the price. Well, who's he going to sell the hogs to? That's a minor problem. The sick person, which I have hereto made mention of, is recovering. The lake is full of ice at this place, but all afloat with every wind, which makes fishing very precarious. And there's not a day passes over my head, but I think of you all, and I pray that you may make good returns to cover some of my losses, if possible. Most of these clerks were on, on consignment, or where they're getting part of the profits. So if they really lose money, they've lost their shirts too. So some of the rest of this is whining about basically take mercy on me when I come back because I'm going to owe my big boss a lot of money because he failed. So anyway, that's Bella Chapman. I'll quit at that then.
You've been listening to Moments in Time. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past. This feature was produced by WTIP, North Shore Community Radio, in Grand Marais, Minnesota, online at WTIP.org, and the Cook County Historical Society, with support from Minnesota's Legacy Fund.